Okay, this is January 17th, and the topic this month is the third way.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I behold you through the eyes of love, you radiant beings, you gods and goddesses. I hope that everyone is remembering that about themselves. You know, when I was recuperating, I was to turn on the television and I get all the televangelists on. They're horrible people. Just horrible people. What I discovered, they all, the theme with all these, and of course they pack the place, is that there's something wrong with you. And that they can change it through believing in Christ or God or whatever. I'm here to tell you there's absolutely nothing wrong with you people. There's nothing wrong with anybody. We were born from perfection, so therefore we have to be perfect. And we are perfect individuals. It's the world and televangelists who keep telling us that we're sinful, that this is wrong with it, that that's wrong with it, and that God is displeased. I heard the one man said God is displeased. God is never displeased, people. Please don't believe that in your life. God holds you in the highest of esteem. You and God are one in the same thing. This life we talk about, this intelligence we talk about, this wisdom we talk about, we're all one with all of that. That is God itself. And we're one with that. So try to see yourself as whole and complete and perfect. Don't let anyone tell you that there's something wrong with you and you need fixed in some way, shape, or form. Years ago, I used to go to a church and they, of course, wanted to save. They always said, "Are you saved? Are you saved?" Because they were out to save everyone. First of all, we're all saved. There's no such thing as a lost soul. You know, you don't lose your soul. It stays with you all the time. And this thing called God does nothing, absolutely nothing, but hold you in the highest of esteem. You are the beloved in whom God is well pleased. Try to remember that you are the beloved in whom God is well pleased. So don't listen to that. I flick them around though when I'm doing it, just to see what these people are doing. And it's amazing because there are so many people out there that will join those churches and so forth because they think there's something wrong with them and that the church can fix them. The church can fix nothing. Can fix nothing. If you think there's something wrong with you, change your mind. You're the one that's doing that to yourself. You must hold yourself in the highest of esteem. You must tell yourself every day that you're intelligent. You must tell yourself that you can overcome any situation that comes into your life because you're one with this power and you want to stay close to that power. Never give that up and never believe that there is anything wrong with you. There is absolutely nothing wrong with you. We have been taught that. And we become puppets of our conditioning. And we think, oh, yes, there's something wrong with me. There's nothing wrong with you. Give that idea up. Wherever you gained it or heard it from, your parents or the church that you went to when you were younger, don't do it to yourself anymore. Say to yourself, I am perfect, just the way I am. I am perfect, just the way I am. That's what we want to get into our thinking, into our consciousness, so that we don't have that little voice coming up and saying, oh, something wrong with you, something wrong here. Now, if you did this, this, and this, you'd be all right. You don't have to do anything. You're already all right. Already you're all right, okay? So keep that in mind and know that you're one with this thing called God. And that you are gods and goddesses, okay? and bring it into the new year with you. You know, if you don't do it now, when are you going to do it? You know, I put that off for years, saying, oh, I need one more class, I need one more book, I need one more inspiration, or whatever. You don't need one more of anything. You already have all that you need. You just have to learn to love yourself. And love yourself more and more and more. And your whole world will change, and you will change. It's done with that, okay? All right, with that said, we'll do the topic tonight, which is the third way. There's always a third way. The world teaches only ever two ways. It only ever teaches two things, because the world, the world is always in opposition to everything. You know, we learn that there's up and down. You know, it was the astronauts, when you're out in space, there's no such thing as up and down. There's no such thing as up and down. We make that up. This is up and that's down. Everything is the same. In space, everything is the same. There's no up, there's no down. But we do that to ourselves on this planet, and we've done that for so long. There's nothing wrong with that. But you have to realize there's always a better way. And if you want to say, I want to learn to think God thoughts after it, I want to be able to do that, you can do that. I have to change my mind constantly. I mean, sometimes my mind is nothing but a garbage disposal of some sort for things that I say to myself, I don't want to think that, I don't want to do that, I want to see life differently. I want to see life differently. Years ago, I had a client, and she was so... she couldn't see anything good in anything. And I said, in the morning, why don't you get up and put on your love glasses? You know, any glass, just put them on in them and say, oh, I'm putting on my love glasses, and I'm going to see love all day long through everything. And you will learn to do that. You will learn to see that. But the world wants you to look at reality the way it is. We don't want to look at reality the way it is. We want to look at the reality that we want. We want to look at the reality that we want. So in the new year, we have to see the world the way we want it. You know, I hear that also when I turn on that television, what a mess it is. That everything is upside down, or going to hell or something, whatever they're saying, that we're in bad times and this, that, and the other thing. I don't believe any of that. That's just a bunch of rhetoric going on that we don't need to know anything about. We need to know that what we are doing is sending love out from us into the world. And we get enough people doing that, the whole world will change. Everyone will change. So we'll see a third way of doing things. If you want to call that third way a God way or a spiritual way, whenever I'm contemplating any problem or any situation, my mind throws up the two, and I sit and say, no, I want something different. I want a third way to do this. And a third way will pop into my mind, a different way to see things. See? That's what we want to do. We were taught to hold on to things. I have discovered by letting things go, you get even more. And when I say letting things go, I mean all the hurts and hates and slights that we used to keep in our mind. And we used to tally those things up. That person owes me so much of this, and this person owes me so much of that, and I give all that up. That's not a God way. That's not the third way to think of things. The third way is always going to be a better way, where everything is universal, where you see all of it, and you see that love and so forth. When you're able You know, I do that in the car all the time. I'm always saying, oh, God, forgive them, for they don't know what they do as they cut in front of me and do all that stuff. I no longer get upset about that kind of stuff. Anyone can do that. That's not a good way to do it, yelling and screaming and so forth. I told you I have that shaman friend of mine. Oh, my God. I hate to get in the car with him because it's just, oh, you idiots, and screaming and yelling about the traffic and all. That does not show a peaceful mind. And that is certainly not the third way to go up. But people think that's all right. I have my radio station, the classical station that I always listen to. I like everything about it except the name that says, now we're going to play road rage music. And then he goes on to tell you, you know, about all the people and how dumb they are driving and it's whatever they're going to do. And I say, da, 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 da. That's not a good thing to do. And that's not the third way, you see. The third way of thinking of that stuff is not to be in that situation, not to see. You know, I never get into traffic jams and so forth. I just don't do it. Now, people say, oh, that's impossible. Well, it's not impossible. Now, I do make intelligent choices. I don't go out at 5 o'clock in the afternoon when all the traffic's there. You know, I pick my times to go when it's less traffic, you see. I never go shopping on Saturdays or Sundays because everyone's out doing it. It takes you twice as long. So I never do those type of things. You have to think of a different way to do your life. You know, if you're under stress and strain from all that, you're the one that has to control it. You're the one who has to say, well, I'm not going out on Saturdays. You know, the same way over the holidays, I always choose to stay home on Christmas and New Year's and all the big days. Because I don't want to be out with all those people. I don't want to be out with all those people. You have no idea what they're going to do. They have no idea what they're going to do. You see. And everyone thinks it's all right at the holidays to drive like a maniac and to do all this kind of stuff. And it's not all right. That's not the third way to think a thing. You always want to say, how can I have more peace in my life? How can I have more peace in my life? You ask yourself that question, and it will come back to you how you can do that. That you can stop this, stop that, or whatever it is. But there has to be a third way. And we are not taught that in any way, shape, or form. We become puppets of our condition. I told you the story about my small town, Duncannon. We had a friend. She wasn't an aunt, but we always called her Aunt Matt. She left Duncannon and was away 20 years, maybe, or more. She moved to Niagara Falls, New York, her and her husband. Well, she came back, and my mother said to her, well, you went downtown and all. Has the Duncannon changed much? And she said, very little has Duncannon changed. She said, the only thing that I could see that is different is the children of the people that used to be on those bar stools are now on the bar stools. You see, they just keep going from one generation to the next. Can you imagine in a small town they pass the bar stool on? You know, that's my family bar stool, so I have to get that. That's not a good way to think, and that's certainly not a third way of thinking, or a spiritual way of thinking, or a God way of thinking. But those people absolutely think that that is what life is, that they must imitate their parents. And how many people, and you may have done this on your own, say, oh, I'm turning into my mother, or I'm turning into my father. You can't turn into anybody else. You can have all those thoughts that your parents had, but you must look at them and say, that was good for them, it's not good for me. That is not the way I want to think. They lived in a black and white world, people. It was yes and no, right and wrong. You see. And that is not. There's no such thing as right and wrong in the mind of God. Everything is the same. everything is the same, you see. And anyone who tells you, like a televangelist, to tell you that God is watching you and God wants you to do this, that, and the other thing, I'd like to know where they get that information from. If they really think that God is talking to them, you know, they're crazy. There's something wrong. No, they really are crazy, those people. And they believe it. There's nothing you can do about it. They absolutely believe that they are right. Does anyone remember the Course in Miracles? One of the things that the Course in Miracles is famous for is the idea, do you want to be right or do you want to be happy? Those are the choices we always have. Let's choose to be happy. Who cares about being right anymore? My ego doesn't need that. It doesn't need that at all. So we want to, in this month and the rest of the year, is see how a problem, anything that comes into our life, how we can look at it differently. We used to be very proud of ourselves to have a viewpoint. This is my viewpoint. And we think that's so great to have a viewpoint. It's not great to have a viewpoint. You want many points to view. Many points to view, not a viewpoint. Once you have a viewpoint, where are you going to go with that? That's like reaching a conclusion. Once you reach a conclusion, there's nowhere else to go. There's nowhere you can go. Nowhere in the world you can go. That Aunt Catherine that I used to talk about, who made her transition a couple years ago, anything you said to Aunt Catherine, if I said, would say to her, and I did do this, Aunt Catherine, why don't you fly out to California? Now, Aunt Catherine was only ever on a plane once and was scared to death. I said, why don't you fly out to California? She would look at me and say, well, Dallas, you know, that's a possibility. That's a possibility. Not just no, but always she left it open. It's a possibility. And that's what I want you to see. There are tons of wonderful possibilities out there for everybody. For everybody. But you've got to get over the conditioning that the world gave to you and gave to me, that there's always, it's either right or wrong, yes or no, up or down. Where's the third way in any of that? There's no third way. So you have to figure out a third way, a better way, a God way, a spiritual way to the situations in your life, to any of the situations in your life. And there is a third way, and it'll appear. And you will see that it is always good for all those concerned. Always good for all those concerned. I tell many people they want to make a demonstration and they say, well, it's taking a long time to make this demonstration, it's taking this, that, and everything. I said, here's the way I look at it. When you want to make some demonstration, the universe has to make adjustments. It has to turn knobs and dials and everything. Why does it have to do that? Because it always has to be for the best of all those concerned. The best for all those concerned. So it takes a minute for the universe to make the adjustments. We live in a very delicate, delicate universe. You know, if I got up from this chair and I walk to that side of the room, the universe must make an adjustment for that. The gravity must do something. We must make an adjustment. That's the way it works. So the universe is attuned to us. And things will come faster and faster to you as you realize that. But in the beginning, it takes a minute for the universe to make all the adjustments. Otherwise, you'd be batting yourself off the wall all the time. So try to remember those things. And the whole idea that there's always a different way than you're used to. That's the whole idea. You know, this teaching is all about learning to go through life completely differently than other people. And we could use this. That's what this is about, going through life differently. Seeing through the eyes of love. Knowing that there's always a third way. Knowing that this universe is for you, not against you. You see? These are the things that we want in the new year and the rest of our life to remember and not get caught up with the world. The world is absolutely too convincing. Absolutely too convincing. And this thing that's going on now with the political situation, I find it very comical. And I see the game being played. It's just a game these people are playing. And they're horrible individuals. Horrible individuals. They have no idea that there's a third way to look at something. They want to see it black and white. They want to see yes and no. And we have to have a third way. And with the political climate the way it is, certainly we need a third way there to see this thing differently, to see the world differently, to see this United States differently. I love the United States, but I'm not nationalistic. I do not like nationalism. Nationalism has always gotten us into every bad situation. We want to fight for America. I don't want to fight for America. I don't want to fight at all. But national, you know, I'm a Latino, and I'm a this, and I'm a that. We're human beings. We're human beings. We cannot put those labels on and say that that person is different than us because they were born in Ireland or wherever. We're all children of the universe. Or if you want to say children of God, that is fine also. But you have to know that we're all connected somehow. And there is a third way of looking at things, that we're all connected. And that those poor people, first of all, people do not start wars. Governments start wars. Then they drag the people in on it. They drag the people into it. Most people in the world want to have a happy, peaceful life. They want to be able to have enough food to eat. They want to have a nice, comfortable, warm environment to live in. That's what people want. And if we give the people all that, the world would come to peace. It would, you know, it would be peaceful. But we have to figure out how to do that. And that's a third way. I don't know yet, but I'm working on a third way to solve those problems. There has to be a way to do that. And we can do it by holding ourselves, holding the world, and holding everyone in the highest of esteem, realizing that we are human beings and that we have something in us that demands respect. That demands respect. And we have to learn to respect ourselves and to respect other people. You see? And then we can start looking for different ways to solve the problems. But it has to start with us. We have to hold ourselves in esteem. We have to hold ourselves accountable most people do not realize that they're accountable for everything that comes into their life. They want to moan and groan that somebody else caused it. I grew up in a family of blame. My family, especially my mother, nothing was ever her fault. She could always find something else to blame it on. And that neighborhood, we'll call it, is still like that. They think other people are causing something. You are the cause under your own experience. You are causing everything that comes into your life. Take that responsibility without shame, without guilt. If something happened when I was sick and they told me I had pneumonia, I could have gone crazy. But I said it came in to existence to go out of existence. And I'm going to enjoy the experience. I'm not going to complain. I'm not going to do any of that stuff. I'm going to enjoy this experience. Because you can't fight it. See, the world wants you to fight everything. You see, everything's a war. Do you ever notice that? What they say, the war on cancer, the war on this, the war on... If I would have gotten upset, I would have started something inside of me, a war going on. I wanted to be at peace, and I wanted to know that I could cure this. And I did it, you see. I didn't get mad, I didn't get angry, and I didn't say, now Dallas, why did you get this? Why? You know, this teaching does not teach the whys of life. It doesn't teach the whys of life. It teaches the hows of life. How can I overcome something? How can I make this better? How can I think in a different way? How can I think in a third way? That's what this teaching is about. The world teaches you why. Why things happen. Things happen. And you may be able to explain why it happened. But what good does it do you? The thing happened. You know? It happened. Now it's over. So you don't have to go dwelling on it and making it something else. You accept the things in your life. You accept them. And then you change your mind. And when you change your mind, the outside world changes. The outside world changes. And I've done that many, many times in my life. And I cannot think of any other philosophy or any other spiritual teaching that comes up to this thing that we call science of mind. It's done with our mind. So in our mind, we must always find the third way, or the God way, or the spiritual way. Once we do that, all the other stuff just disappears, and you get an aha moment. You say, oh, well, look at that. That all cleared up. All that stuff cleared up. And it will clear up for you. So just keep on keeping on and believing in yourself and believing in the world and see the beauty. Rose and I, on the way to dinner this evening, the sunset was absolutely magnificent. It was pinks and blues and, oh my goodness, gorgeous. So you have to see those things, and you have to realize, my goodness, this is a beautiful world I live in. Beautiful world we live in. Will it be here? Always, I believe. Or something better will come along. But there has to be a third way to look at everything in your life, people. So don't get stuck by thinking, oh, it's either this or that. It's never this or that. We were taught that as children. And this is why we have sometimes a poor prosperity and abundance consciousness. Because as children, it was either you can have this or that, but you can't have both. I'm telling you, you can have both. I have a friend, I think I've told you before, Joyce Reynolds, considered the motivator of one or a thousand. And for years, she had no money, and she lived in poverty. Now she can have money, and she can say, when she goes to a restaurant, she orders all the desserts first. And she eats all the desserts. Because she didn't think that she could do that before. So, you can. You can eat your dessert first. And we were taught you can't do that, right? Who eats their dessert first? The same. Because we were conditioned. The dessert comes at the end of the meal. Now we can change that. It doesn't have to be that way. We can see a different way to go through life. So think of a different way. You're all doing wonders. You all know this teaching. And I know that you have to be applying it even when you think you're not applying it. Last week, Andy said he meditated and got 3 auditions out of it. You see? And you can do that. That's the way it works. And then you must realize that those auditions are like buses. They're always coming. They're always coming. You know, a friend of mine dropped in today for tea. She's an actress. Now she thinks she's too old. She's going to be 62. Now she thinks she's too old to be an actor. I said, where do you get these ideas from? If you'd see her, she's beautiful. And no one would know she's 62. But she picked that up from the world. But now she's too old, you see. I bet they wouldn't say that to Maggie Smith, do you think? You're too old? I don't think so. Don't let those things get to you. See, she only knows 2 ways to think. She's in Baltimore, what can you expect? She only knows right or wrong. She doesn't know that there's a third way that she can get out of that and raise up in consciousness so that she sees herself as capable at 62 to have a career. You see, there's no such thing as age. There's no such thing as age, and you must remember that. There's no age in the mind of God. You think God's old? Does anyone here think God's old? You may have been taught that he's an old man sitting on a cloud somewhere, but that's not true. The God that we are talking about, this power, this wisdom, this intelligence, is always new because it's always in the moment. God only lives in the present moment, you see. And you must learn to live in the present moment. And then you'll see the third way opening up all the time. A God way to go through life. And I know when you say that, or I say that, God and so forth, I think of my father. My father would say, oh, what do you want to be? A Bible thumper? You know. Because they had disdain for religious people or for spiritual people. Don't have disdain for that. Be spiritual. You don't have to run and shout it from the rooftops. I have tons of people don't know what I do. I don't run in and say, guess what? I teach metaphysics. I'm a minister. I'm this, that, the other thing. That's not necessary. It's not necessary. I'm quite content doing what I do, you know? And would I like to be like that Joel Osteen and have 6,000 people come to church on Sunday? I don't think so. I don't think so. And he, by the way, I never watched a complete program of his, though when I'm flicking, I stop to see what he has to say. And he's a closeted metaphysician.
Mm-hmm.
He's a closeted metaphysician. He doesn't know that. Because he has to throw in the Bible every once in a while and all those Bible verses and so forth. But what he's teaching is metaphysics 101. Metaphysics 101. So, I have to look at him and say, thank goodness you're doing that, because if you're reaching 6,000 people, that's wonderful. And if those 6,000 people are able to change their lives, that's wonderful. And then it radiates out, you see, from there. It just keeps going and going and going. So, think of life as always a third way to be thinking of things. And when you get stuck, say to yourself, I don't know how this is going to turn out, but I know you do. Meaning God. You know, I have clients come and I say to myself, I have no idea what they're talking about. I have no idea what they're talking about. But I know you do, God. So then, through there, I'm able to tell the people or give them some kind of an answer that they've been looking for. But do I take credit for it? Absolutely not. I'm delighted when people call. You know, I have people from 30 years ago who still remember my teaching and tell me, oh, I'm teaching my children. I'm teaching my children this, Dallas. Now that's wonderful. And that's the way we wanted to go. We wanted to travel out and help other people and do things, you see. Life is wonderful. You people are wonderful. Think of a third way. Think of a God way. Think of a spiritual way. So that your life unfolds in divine right order. And your life can. We may think we're not being directed, we're not being guided and all, but we always are. But we have to listen for it. And once we listen, we'll hear it. And once you start practicing this, it gets better and better and better. Because it changes your whole mind. It changes. You're able to give up all that twaddle that you learned that other people are still trying to figure out. You can't figure any of that stuff out. You can't figure it out. But you can live it. And you can see it. And you can use it. So look for a third way, a spiritual way, a God way. And it's wonderful. And so are you, and so am I. And there ends the lesson. Thank you.